Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success. Today, we are joined by Mr. John Foley, a former lead solo pilot of the Blue Angels, a Sloan Fellow at Stanford Graduate School of Business, a venture capitalist, and an expert in the how of high-performance teams. His new book is Fearless Success Beyond High Performance. And Mr. Foley, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. I am glad to be here. Deeply appreciative for this opportunity.
And we're equally appreciative of your time and for coming out. Really appreciate it. So for starters, as we've mentioned, you were a lead or a former lead solo pilot of the Blue Angels, and the Blue Angels consistently perform in high-stakes environments, even as the pilots, ground crews, and leadership change. What makes all this possible to be consistently performing in these high-stake environments?
It's the culture, you know, and it's the culture of high performance, but also a culture of caring, a deep respect for everybody on the team, for your roles. You know, we build a chemistry and a trust that allows us as a team to do things that individually we could never achieve. And I think you see that, you know, anyone who's gone to an air show or see the Blues, download on the web, you see this awe, this awesome or awestruck. And it comes from a cadence of execution and discipline, but also a deep mindset that I like to call glad to be here.
Yeah, good stuff there. And tell us, what does an elite flying team have in common with the business world? I can't think of a better person that could answer that question than yourself.
Well, you know, I've spoken over 1,000 companies in the last two decades, and these are the best of the best from Wall Street, Silicon Valley, the best sport teams. So I can say with credibility, there is a tremendous connection between what we did and what these entrepreneurs and leaders of businesses are doing every single day. So the first is, I like to call, you got to set a vision, but I think the key is not just vision, it's getting commitment and buy-in to a vision. So it's creating these beliefs in individuals, in customers, and in yourself. So on the Blues, we raised our beliefs 300%. From the first day I got there to 90 days later, a 300% improvement, which wouldn't be a bad metric for most of our entrepreneurs out there, right? 300% improvement in one quarter, right? But that's not enough. So you got to reset beliefs. Then there's this cadence of execution that I call briefs, debriefs. But it happens every day in companies. You know, what's the plan? And what's missing in most companies is how did we do on that plan? What's the feedback loop? And I call it a glad to be here debrief, which is significantly different than what I see done in healthcare and in all these other areas that I get to speak in, because typically debriefs are done only when there's a mistake. Silicon Valley, a project doesn't go well, and there's usually blame. And this is different. What I'm talking about is an ability to create a safe environment where people lay things on the table, where you accelerate, you learn. It's where innovation comes from. It's where your capabilities increase through what I call the five dynamics of having an effective glad to be here debrief. So those are the critical elements. Two others, you got to build trust, because trust is what's the key to execution. And then you wrap this around and it becomes a spiraling up process of appreciation and glad to be here. And you watch, I call it Diamond Performance Framework, part of Fearless Success. You implement this in venture capital and implement it in healthcare. You implement it in financial services, in sports teams. Nick Saban and I worked together. We won the national championship with Roger Penske. We won the Indy 500, working with Mercedes-Benz, taking through all their leaders through the leadership program, Cisco, Google, all these companies that we get a chance to work with, understand and know how to apply them.
And certainly making it happen out there. Now, tell us, in your book, you suggest that four words, glad to be here, will change the way anyone perceives the world. How so, and what does research tell us about this phrase?
Something different for each and every individual. It turns out the research, as you know, a gratefulness, appreciation, thankfulness actually changes the neurons in our brain. And Hebb's Law says that neurons that wire together fire together. So what you want to do is create rituals or habits that are actually positive. So I wake up every morning. I do my glad to be here wake up. I say, what am I grateful for? And then I say, what happened yesterday I'd be grateful for? Think about people and teams and maybe the clients I was with and my wife. And then I go forward and I say, what's going to happen tomorrow or today that I have a chance to impact people? It turns out that this is critical for your not only your own self-image, but more importantly for a team and an organization. So the glad to be here is the secret sauce. And sometimes when I was flying on the Blues, you were just glad to be alive. Okay, these are life-threatening situations we were in. But that's not what we're really talking about. What we're really talking about is the gratefulness to be with our team members, the gratefulness to make an impact on someone else's life. And I think that's the key. When you're glad to be here, what you're really saying is I'm making a difference. I have a purpose that is larger than self. And we on the Blues call ourselves ambassadors of goodwill, and it's amazing how many companies I get to see every week that are making a positive difference on people's lives.
Certainly some rich information, Mr. Foley. Today we're joined by Mr. John Foley, a venture capitalist and an expert in the how of high-performance teams. His new book is Fearless Success Beyond High Performance, and he's joined us here today on Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, Mr. Foley, what are the self-imposed triggers, and why are these so important?
Yeah, beautiful. So you'll know this in sports all the time. I used to play football, and I work with all the high performance athletes, and we have different triggers. Like some of them is the second chin strap buttons, or when you cross the goal line as you're walking, running out for pregame. For me, when I was flying jets off aircraft carriers, and I don't know if you know this, Eric, but I flew in the movie Top Gun. Did you ever see that movie?
I certainly did, and can't believe you're telling me you were in that film.
Yeah, well, I was just in the right place at the right time. You know, flying jets off aircraft carriers, we were making a movie, turned out to be pretty successful, and we're going to be making Top Gun 2. It'll be out here real soon. But the idea of triggers is this. So when I was coming down on a night carrier landing, you have to get yourself into a very high state of focus. You know, landing a jet on the pitching deck of an aircraft carrier at night requires some concentration, right? And you have distractions, just like in the business world, just like the entrepreneurs who are listening right here. I got a lot of distractions coming at me. Was the weather bad? You know, am I low on fuel? All these things eat at you. And, you know, in venture capital, you know, what's your funding? I mean, do you have the right team? So you have all these things that are eating at you. And what you need to do is have this ability, I call it dynamic focus, to lock your brain in when you need to lock in on what you need to do, and then open up also when to see what the environment is out there, you know, change in the world. So my whole point is a trigger is a self-imposed ritual that allows your brain to say it's time to focus. And it's simple. You can make these up. I just squeeze my hand 3 times. I pump my fist 3 times. Bam. That's a trigger. It's like, okay, time to go. Like before this interview, getting ready. Bam. I'm ready. So lots of self-imposed triggers, but what they do is they allow you to then drop into a state of mind of dynamic focus.
Well, Mr. Foley, it certainly has been great to have had you. And folks, if this information doesn't jazz you up, nothing else will. So we really appreciate all the energy and information shared with us today. In conclusion and in business, the word debrief is loaded with a negative bias, but for the Blue Angels, it's the secret to success. What accounts for this difference here?
Yeah, excellent. You know, I'm working right now with a bunch of healthcare organizations, and we're trying to change the view on debrief. And so what you said is true out there. It's not just healthcare, it's in business. Usually a debrief is from a mistake or a problem. That's not how we did it. What we did, and the secret sauce is this, you got to bake it into the cadence of excellence that you already have. So a cadence of operations. So we would debrief at a natural state. It could be right after an event. It could be, you know, on a Friday after the week. Of course, you got quarters and all this kind of stuff. But my point is you need to bake it in to normal operations. And what you want to do is you want to celebrate victories. You want to reinforce what's going well. See, that's a positive aspect to the debrief. Of course, you're going to address things that don't go well, and that's fine. But you want to address them in what I call the five dynamics. So here they are quickly. First thing you got to do, if you're a leader out there, is create a safe environment. And what I mean by safe environment, that's where you respect and people are willing to say what they need to say. And that's the second element, what I call lay it on the table, which is be open and honest. Third is you have to check your ego at the door. You know, we all have egos out there. Ego's not a bad thing. I want people who are confident, but this is a team element, not an individual. So check your ego at the door. And then the fourth one is this accountability, which I like to change. The word I like to say is I'll fix it. And what that is it turns accountability into personal responsibility, which is what we want from our people, right? And we want it from ourselves. So those four are excellent starting point, but then you got to wrap in the glad to be here. And glad to be here is not just a saying at this point. You actually reinforce everything you said with a statement that says, I'm glad to be here. That allows the next person in line to make their statement, but it also reinforces this chemistry in the team and an appreciation that allows breakthrough results. That is a game changer in business, guaranteed.
Mr. Foley, really appreciate your joining us here today and sharing your expertise in form of rich content here on the program. Much appreciated. If listeners wanted to get more information on yourself and pick up your book, Fearless Success Beyond High Performance, where's the best place to get these details?
Yeah, well, best thing to do is go to my website, johnfoleyinc.com. Go to the store, and we bundled not only in the book, but another book that I wrote called Breaking Belief Barriers. It's a pamphlet. So that's the best thing you can do. But, hey, we're everywhere. We're on Amazon. We're in Barnes & Noble. We're in all the airports. So, you know, go where it's easiest for you. But if you want this bundled package, by the way, it's all at the same price. So we're bundling free information in there about, you know, this idea of belief levels, right? This idea of what's limiting and liberating and how to start on this high-performance journey. So I look forward to it. Also, you know, you can connect to us, LinkedIn. We'll be all over the place. So I look forward to connecting with everybody. Glad to be here.
You bet, and it certainly has been our pleasure to have had you. Continued success to you, and thanks so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio.
Thank you, Eric. Thanks, everybody. Glad to be here.
I'd say let's do it again. We've been speaking with John Foley, a venture capitalist and an expert in the how of high-performance teams. Again, his new book is Fearless Success Beyond High Performance, and for all the details, simply visit johnfoleyinc.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.